Good morning. It is now 9:02 a.m. We are here today, March 24, 2016, in the OPA... May 24, 2016, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagania, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPA PA 16-003, TLK Marketing versus the Guam Visitors Bureau. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Peter C. Perez and Public Auditor Doris Forrest Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Yuka Hachinova and Jarek Hernandez. Will appellant TLK Marketing please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning. Joyce Tang and Joshua Walsh for TLK. And also Ms. Fitzpatrick, she's our assistant. She's
interning. I'm familiar with her from
Her client is in Korea.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GBB please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yes, good morning. My name is Thomas Fisher. I'm an attorney representing the Guam Visitors Bureau, and seated to my left is the president of the Guam Visitors Bureau, Mr. John Nathan DeKnight.
Morning, Humphrey.
Thank you. We may proceed.
Good morning. Preliminarily, has GBB had an opportunity to review and respond to the conflicts check that's been circulated?
We've submitted one, I think, yesterday afternoon. I'm not aware of any subsequent filing.
Okay. Were there any objections?
No, not from us.
Okay. So,
sorry. Can I just ask, was it via fax or?
I think it was Tony Linden sent it over by fax.
Okay.
If not, we'll get it to you today.
Okay.
It was just the listing of the board members
yes.
and so forth and so on.
Okay.
So TLK has filed a couple motions, for orders confirming stay and requesting a decision on protest number 2. GBB has indicated it and intends to respond to those motions. We understand that TLK is asking for these matters to be handled on an expedited basis. So the motions hearing on those motions and any other motions that will be filed will be on June 6th at 10. The motion cutoff for any additional motions will be May 27th. Any oppositions June 1st, and any replies June 3rd. We'll issue a written order. And then the hearing on the merits will be July 6th with pretrial filings due on July 1st.
May I interject?
Yes.
Unless I missed something, no hearing was requested, and the deadline for doing so was May 19th.
On the motions?
No, on the merits.
So
I understand the rules to say that it's waived at absent, it's exceptional circumstances.
So why don't we have the parties brief that issue?
Okay.
Okay, so, I mean, does CLK want a hearing?
Absolutely. And I think we did ask for a hearing. We asked for an expedited hearing on the merits and the motions. I'm not done speaking, Mr. Fisher. So I'd be happy to brief it, but I don't think it's necessary. If we could, on the June 6th, hearing, I will be returning to Guam on that day. Would June 7th be available?
How many depositions?
Okay.
How's the afternoon?
I will accommodate that. So June 6th afternoon.
Are you available?
Yeah.
So
thank you.
Mr. Fisher.
I'm sorry. I suspect that if you're in depositions, I'm in depositions. Is it GMH matter?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm in depositions too.
Yes.
That's why we can't have it on the sub.
Okay.
So she's
afternoon. June 6th afternoon.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Okay.
2 p.m.
On June 6th?
Yes.
D-Day.
So, I mean, Mr. Fisher has raised the issue about whether or not TLK has perfected its request for a hearing. That's something that can probably be very easily resolved. So, Mr. Fisher, maybe by the motion cut off you, I mean, file.
I think it actually could be very easily resolved. If perhaps Ms. Tang could point to the record where they did make the request. I mean, if they made the request, then the issue's moved.
I think probably. But I think, though, if you believe that there's an issue there, just brief it on the motion cutoff date. And if you don't, then we'll assume that you've seen where they perfected it.
Well, after the hearing, I'll ask Ms. Tang to point to it. And maybe it won't be necessary at all.
I have a question regarding the protest, too. I understand that you are aware that there is a protest too, and they've kind of been dragging their feet on it, the related issues. It's, I think, because you're, and I appreciate the your office accommodating our request for an expedited hearing. Would it not, could we ask GVB when they intend to issue a response? Because they were pretty prompt in the first case. There were similar issues. All the procurement record has been submitted. There's no reason why that a response or decision on protest two should not issue.
I mean, we can ask them on the record.
Yes.
You have made the motion to compel them to file
right.
a protest decision, but I mean, is there any indication, just for purposes of having the discussion about when GVB might issue a decision on protest two? Is there an issue?
Yes. I don't wish to be contentious, of course, but protest two cannot be in front of the public auditor yet.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
But for their benefit, very shortly.
All right, a written order will be issued. Are there any other matters?
Just a moment, please. No, that's it. Thank you.
So just so the parties know, I mean, we're working with a very compressed schedule, so it's going to be any adjustment requests are going to be really difficult to accommodate without, you know, setting hearings further off.
These are due to travel dates. Parties are going to be traveling, and we try to make it to accommodate our travel. And I know that you have traveled too, so
appreciate
we have to try to accommodate that.
Thank you.
We'll look at the schedule later. Thank you.
Yes.
The time is now 9:09. We are off the record.
Okay.